Why have I asked my electrician I found on Angie.com to bury my pet hamster Nibbles in our yard for me? Because I was so moved by how carefully he buried my electrical wires, I knew I could trust him to bury my sweet Nibbles after his untimely end. Huh, Nibbles. Gone too soon. May he scurry in peace.
Hey, sorry about your pet, but I just wire stuff.
Nibbles would have loved you like a brother.
Connecting homeowners with skilled pros for over 30 years. Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find pros for all your home projects at Angie.com.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Moto Casino.
Welcome back in hour number three of Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Robbie Stanley, Joe Rex Road, Ryan Porth here with you on this Thursday morning in Nashville, Tennessee. Talking Titans, got a lot to get to throughout the show here today. Taking your thoughts on our text line driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, 615-737-1025, 615-737-1025, and now streaming live on Periscope, on YouTube, and on Twitch at 102.5 The Game. So watch the show that way. Tune in with us, and you can see our beautiful faces. Yeah. Joe Rexroad's hair.
They're somewhat
flowing in the wind.
They're somewhat hidden by the microphones, but I can kind of do this.
Mine's pretty wide open.
Again, I give people the option, you know, for a segment a day. If you like, I can do this.
Thank you. We appreciate that.
And not talk. So if you'd rather just watch
some
me
some people
and
would
not
rather you not
me,
talk.
Well, that's what I'm saying. It, maybe you don't want to watch me, but you can't hear me that way.
That's right.
So you don't have to hear me.
At C Northside 85 on Periscope says, so is this going live on Twitter, Twitch, YouTube, etc. going to be a long-term thing?
Yes.
So. It's going to be a long-term thing, folks. You can watch us every day.
Well, you know what they say about, I mean, they've been saying this about television since the 80s, sex sells. Okay?
Yes.
So, when you're this sexy, how could you not make it a long-term
That's
thing?
That's a good point.
Sexy Rexy.
Yeah, buddy.
Right.
Joe Rexroad, baby. Love it. That hair, you keep talking about, like, your hair kind of losing its steam a little bit. I think your hair looks great. From the Wombo app picture that I tweeted up yesterday, your hair looks the same.
Well, yeah, but that's in the front.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, you know, on top, it's, hey, believe me, my kids make fun of me all the time.
I'd hate to see what they say to me.
Nice bald spot there, Joe.
A little bitty bald spot. I'm 28 years old and I have no hair whatsoever. So take that for what
you're not as bad as Ryan Getzlaf.
That's true.
See, but again, like, I would love to just have a shaved head. Now, I would love to have that option. But my skull is weirdly, it's just like, again, let's go with family making fun of me. They've all left me behind this week by myself with the dogs.
Yes.
Like, my wife calls me, she calls me a pinhead, and also that I have a Bert head, like Ernie and Bert.
Yeah.
Like I have, like Bert's head.
Yeah.
Yeah. So her side of her family and, like, our kids, two of our kids anyway, have, like, massive skulls, which is great when you get hurt.
Yeah.
It's protection. Like my middle kid, Brennan, I mean, talk about a skull. But I have this Bert head. So if I didn't have hair, I mean, what would I do?
Be a monster.
Yeah, I'd be hideous. I would not be beautiful.
Like Sloth from the Goonies.
Yeah, kind of.
Hey. What a movie. At C Northside 85 on Periscope says, as long as Rex Road doesn't sing, then we'll all be good. I don't know. I kind of enjoy your singing.
Yeah, I can't
promise. Back when
that
football season happens, when it comes back, we'll have some more songs about the Detroit Lions. That's for sure.
A mighty team that will not yield.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you're telling me that's not a pretty voice?
It's beautiful.
Sex sells.
Sex sells, that's for sure.
I'm a regular Cardi B up here.
Yes, you are. Right now, talking the Tennessee Titans, and Joe Rexroad, as he normally does, just had an excellent idea yesterday here on the show, talking about the number one seeds of the Tennessee Titans that are facing pressure in 2021. So in honor of the NCAA tournament this week with the one seeds that we've talked about on the brackets. Now the number one seeds of Titans that are facing pressure heading into this next season. And that is the subject of our poll question of the day at 102.5 The Game on Twitter. And today's question is this: which member of the Titans do you think is facing the most pressure in the 2021 season? And the options are Vrabel, John Robinson, Ryan Tannehill, and Bud Dupree. 119 votes are already in the last 10 minutes, so people are responding very well to this poll. John Robinson with 44% of the vote. Mike Vrabel, 41% of the vote. Ryan Tannehill at 8%, and 7% say Bud Dupree. So not much pressure on the new guy from Titans fans up until this point, even though he's making $16.5 million per year.
Yeah, so I don't like this poll. I'm sorry. I tried to argue against this.
You were on a run, and it's over.
But Porth went with it anyway. I don't think John Robinson should be in here. He's going to win. Because, like, John Robinson right now is the one seed. He's the overall one seed. It's him. This is his time. Like, to me, I guess my question is, in the 2021 season, when John Robinson, he's going to sit with us in the press box and say, gosh, I hope they're good. Like, he's already put the team together. You understand what I'm saying? You didn't want to listen to me.
Sure, but the roster moves that he makes this offseason, and whether or not they succeed or fail, is on John Robinson.
Right, but I thought of it in terms of your performance in 2021, who has the most pressure to perform? It's not him anymore. See what I'm saying?
It is right now.
It is right now, but we're not talking about right now. Or are we? Because right now,
the whole year of 2021.
What is Bud Dupree? Like, Bud, you better do some curls.
Well, he better be doing some curls.
Well, right. I mean, like, Vrabel, you know. Got some interesting stuff on that later, by the way.
Yeah.
But I guess to me, I would separate the question because, yes. And there's another question you could take it to is who's more pressure, Vrabel or Robinson? I think that's another, but that's overall during the course of a year. In the season, the GM, like the barn's in the hay, right? Is that the saying?
Yeah.
I think so.
Well, probably the hay's in the barn, not the barn's in the hay, but yeah.
Oh, my God. Yes, thank you. The hay's in the freaking barn. Yeah. Now I had a point, now I've lost it.
Got a comment on Periscope that says, Ferk is facing the pressure against my expectations to be an all-pro tight end number one. So Anthony Ferk's got a lot of pressure on him.
Is this Kenston saying this?
This is not Kenston.
Okay.
People love Anthony Ferkser, man.
Hey, it's good that
Ferk.
Yeah.
It's good for him to be back on the team. How about this? We could also separate this. I know we're doing one seeds. What if we did? And I mean, the poll question's out. It's over. You know, vote away. Vote. It's a flawed
Keep
question.
Voting.
It's a flawed question, but you still should vote. That's fine. but
can't win them all.
Yeah, you know, you've been on a good run. But what if we did just players? What if we did just players? You know.
Well, let me ask you this. Ryan Tannehill is on this list. Do you think, just based on the position that he plays at quarterback, that he's automatically a one seed with pressure?
Yes.
Yeah, I do. And also, look, the texter yesterday who was way not out of bounds on this whole, like, Tannehill's never actually won a playoff game, which is dumb. I will agree that he didn't play well. He didn't play well enough in the last game that they lost. So that increases the pressure on him too. There have been other quarterbacks in this league who have piled up great regular season stats and have not performed in the playoffs. And I think that was, you know, it wasn't good enough from Tannehill. So from that perspective, I do think that, now look, I still think overall it's an incredible deal for them. He's really good. Titans fans should be thrilled to have him as their quarterback. But yeah, I think he's one of my one seeds as a player for sure.
Go to our text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Caleb texts in and says, the whole team has pressure. It's 12 and 4 or bust next year for the Titans. Well, it's got to be 12-5 or 13-4.
Yeah, that's
you
right.
Can't go 12-4.
Can't go 12-4 next
unless
year.
It's 12-4-1.
Yeah.
Get used to that dumb reality in the NFL. Yeah, well, okay, pressure on the whole team, fine. But we're trying to target things a little bit, so... I mean, I think Tannehill and Bud Dupree are easy choices.
Yeah.
Because Bud Dupree is the big ticket free agent, and he's being brought in here to totally transform this defense. Not all by himself, but have a big hand in transforming this defense. I think those are the easy player one seeds.
Well, I'd almost throw Christian Fulton in there as well. I mean, a lot of this is a salary cap, obviously, but you've made the decision to move on from Adoree Jackson and Malcolm Butler. You know, Christian Fulton was taken in the second round last year. He's going to be a starter out there in the secondary. He's got to play well, because if he doesn't, this team's going to have a huge problem out there in the secondary. I mean, Janoris Jenkins, I know people would say he's got pressure coming in here. I mean, to me, Janoris Jenkins just is what he is. He's a serviceable cornerback at this point. You need Christian Fulton to elevate his game pretty dramatically from where we saw it this time a year ago. I know injuries were a part of that story as well, but I think there's a ton of pressure on Christian Fulton heading into this season.
I think he's a good choice. I think Jeffrey Simmons is a possibility too, because, you know, you bring in Autry, and that's, I think that will help. I love the Autry signing. It's my favorite thing they've done so far. But also, it's like, okay, so Jeffrey Simmons, now you've got a tag team partner. Let's see what you do with it. But I think Kevin Byard would be my third clear one seed here. Different secondary, different guy next to him as a starter. You know, he's played a lot with Amani Hooker. And, look, I mean, we see what happens in this league when you sign a big contract, and if you play at a Pro Bowl level, then teams are probably going to keep you. And if you don't, then it can change real fast on you. So, I mean, to me, I look at this year as like Kevin Byard cementing himself with this team long term, honestly, because it's a big number. And I think I know he's looked at it like picks, and yeah, you got to make plays and get picks. But I think in general, you just have to be a more impactful player than he was last year.
So who on the Titans, in your opinion, is facing the most pressure heading into the 2021 NFL season? Let us know on our text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, 615-737-1025, 615-737-1025. We'll continue to discuss that next. This is Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. The Game Bracket Challenge is back. Sign up and play now for your chance to win great prizes now that all the teams have been selected. Go to thegamenashville.com and fill out your bracket for a chance to compete for those great prizes. The Game Bracket Challenge is brought to you by Volunteer Hose and Gasket, Cool Springs Wine and Spirits, European Collision Repair, and Coach's Corner Sports Grill. Welcome back in, Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Talking Titans, taking your thoughts on our text line. Driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, 615-737-1025, 615-737-1025, and asking the question, who on the Titans is facing the most pressure heading into the 2021 season? Matt from Camden texts in and says, I think J-Rob and Vrabel should be lumped together since they choose the coaching staff on D over the players. So, as we've talked about throughout this process, both with the salary cap and just based on some of the decisions they've made as well, I think it's become clear that John Robinson and Mike Vrabel and the Titans put more of the blame on the defense last year on the player side of things than they do on the coach's side of things. What do you think of Matt's idea there that they should be lumped together because of that decision?
Well, yeah. But is that different than any other NFL team?
No.
The coach, GM, Vrabel. That's my trademark, and I'm going to sell T-shirts someday if they win a Super Bowl. Vrabel is one entity, all-powerful entity. Not quite as powerful as Sea Monster Tom Brady, but yes, Vrabel definitely considered together. I agree. Now, if we're going to do the one seeds here, so on players, I'm going Tannehill, Bud Dupree, Kevin Byard. I think I'll go Simmons, but I hear you on Fulton. I think Fulton is right there. Those would be my four.
Okay. Player-wise, I would go Tannehill, I would go Christian Fulton, I would go Bud Dupree for sure based on the money that he's been paid and the expectation that he has coming in. I would probably go Jeffrey Simmons after that. I think there's a lot of pressure on Jeffrey Simmons this year. You've got Danico Autry next to you now. You've got Bud Dupree out on the edge. Jeffrey Simmons has been good. I still think there is another level that he needs to get to, particularly rushing the passer. Like, he made some big plays for this Titans defense last year, especially early in the season. You've got to sustain that now, and I think you've got to continue to grow on that. So, look, I know a lot of people love Jeffrey Simmons, and I think he's been really good so far. To me, there's another level that he's going to have to get to.
Well, the other part of that with Jeffrey Simmons is you don't want him to be the latest first-round pick that John Robinson is being criticized for.
Yeah.
You know, that we're having the debate next offseason of whether or not to give him the fifth-year option. Like, you don't want to be having those conversations with Big Jeff.
Right, and I think the main way that would happen would be health being an issue, but that is also part of Jeffrey Simmons coming in. He came in having torn his ACL, because I think last year, I think there was a pretty big difference between Jeffrey Simmons early and Jeffrey Simmons late, and I think, again, we've talked about Dennis Kelly today missing practice. Jeffrey Simmons missed a whole bunch of practices too. So, got to be healthy, but that's in this league, that's a massive part of guys making it or not. Sometimes you just have just busts like Kevin Dodd and Isaiah Wilson, but a lot of times careers just guys can't handle the beating. So I agree. That's a it's Simmons and Rashawn Evans, last two first round picks left.
Let's go back to the text line driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Ron texts in and says, "Good morning, guys. I'm not sure he's under pressure, but I think Kevin Byard is due for a comeback year. This team needs his leadership. He disappeared since his 8 interceptions the year before." And I look, a lot of attention gets paid to the interception total for Kevin Byard, and deservedly so. He takes away a lot of passes when he is on his game, and I think he had one interception last year, and it came in garbage time against Chase Daniel as the quarterback. So take that for what you will. It's got to be a better season all around from Kevin Byard, not just in creating turnovers, but covering people down the field, defense in the running game, the operation going on around him. This is a big year for Kevin Byard in terms of his long-term future with the Titans. He's making a lot of money, and as we know, I mean, you could have some decisions to make if you're the Titans with all the money that they've signed with some of these guys on defense as they move forward. Now, you expect the cap to go back up, and that's something that'll be on your side if you're the Titans and other teams around the league. But I think a big year for Kevin Byard nonetheless.
Yeah, I mean, he's got the second biggest cap hit on the team. He's got $15 million cap hit this year. That's more than Lawan, who's almost 14. That's more than Henry at 13.5. So that's a star. You know, that's a star who elevates a defense. And again, I think Kevin Byard, I think it was a good deal when they gave it to him. I think he's been terrific overall. He's been a Pro Bowl level safety. I think going into last year, the question was, is Kevin Byard the best safety in the NFL? He's one of the few. That kind of play has to be part of this defense transforming in 2021. So if we did one seeds that included everybody, I'm not including John Robinson. You guys do what you want. Ray Rob is,
you can't just go rogue here on the poll question.
Well, no, I'm sorry. I'm not. He's not in my, like, he's now. This is now. And again, at all these Titans games, these guys are on the field and they're blowing each other up, and the coaches are screaming in their headsets. And John Robinson, like me, is eating M&Ms in the press box. Okay, so I mean, now granted, you still have to like do your job as a GM in the season. You're making transactions, you're making moves, but the barn is in the hay, man.
The barn is in the hay.
So I'm gonna go just while during the season of 21, my one seeds. So Vrabel's obvious, right?
Sure.
And I don't, and then Todd Downing is also for me.
Okay.
And then I'm going Tannehill and Dupree.
I thought you were gonna go Shane Bowen.
I'm not going Shane Bowen. I'll tell you why. Because that's Vrabel.
But is Todd Downing not Vrabel too?
Yes, but Todd Downing is the new guy and comes with the. Now you can say this about Bowen, I guess, from last year. But Downing comes with the Raider fan saying he's the worst OC ever. I think that
he also comes with a really high bar that he's been going to be compared to.
Exactly. And so he can come in, and there could be all kinds of different things that happen to hurt the offense, but he'll get blamed. I think with Bowen, if it goes bad, it'll be like, oh, great job, Vrabel, right? I mean, Bowen goes to Vrabel. Vrabel's tied to Bowen. You're right, he hired them both, but I think that the decision to do it how he has done it means less on Bowen, more on Vrabel. They're all under pressure. Like our texter said, everyone, one big happy family of under pressure in the NFL.
Christopher on Periscope says, but is Simmons' success tied to who he has beside him on the line? You take away Jarrell Casey and teams honed in on Jeffrey Simmons. Theoretically, you're helped out on that front this year. Denico Autry coming in. I think that should help Jeffrey Simmons, but I think getting that help also raises the expectations on Jeffrey Simmons as well.
Right.
I think the two go hand in hand.
Yeah, like what he just said, we said that a lot too. So, okay, here you go. Just invested in a really good football player. guy who makes plays, guy who has some nice pass rush from the interior, strong, disruptive. He should help. Danico Autry should be a real welcome sight for Jeffrey Simmons. Well, but now, let's see what you've got.
Joe, you mentioned how Simmons was hurt down the stretch last year. He also didn't have Clowney next to him. So how much of Simmons struggling to be consistent was the fact that Clowney was not next to him, and how much of it was him possibly being banged up?
Now, when Clowney was next to him.
Clowney is now this.
Yeah.
Porth's Clowney.
Porth's Clowney.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, they were banged up. Yeah, like Daquan Jones is on that defensive line. Good player. I mean, he's been a good player for this team, you know, for years, and got another deal, and is going to – I'll be interested to see where he ends up, by the way. Maybe Daquan Jones ends up in the Jayon Brown situation. Doesn't find a market and comes back here
could be
on the cheap. I mean, I think he made like $7 million last year. They're not going to pay that. But, yeah, I mean, I guess you could say Clowney going out. What about Vic Beasley? I mean, if only he had Vic Beasley out there. Porth eye rolled, by the way.
My eyes just rolled way back into my head.
We need somehow to have a split screen here.
I know, especially when he starts crying, laughing.
Yeah. When he can't contain himself in there.
When the barn is in the hay.
It's more entertaining than us.
Yes, it is. So who's your number one seed with the most pressure, Porth? Is it Vrabel?
All right. Is it strictly players or overall?
You do whatever you want. Rex Rowe's doing whatever he wants. You do whatever you want.
All right. If you want to make all four John Robinson, go for it.
Number one overall seed with heavy odds in the sports book is Mike Vrabel. For me.
Okay.
And that's not to say that his job is under pressure and that it's at risk, but the farther we go along here with Mike Vrabel as head coach, as I said earlier, the more it feels like it's his way or the highway. And if this team is just a 500 team next year, and a lot of it's because the defense doesn't improve, there are going to be a lot of Titans fans with pitchforks coming after Mike Vrabel. And I don't think he would get let go after another bad season, but it would put him on the hot seat going into 2022 if the defense does not improve after what comes across as his promotion of Shane Bowen to DC.
I agree with all that you said, but now let me ask you this, and it's hard to answer this because we don't know how it all would go, but whose seat would be hotter? If they have a losing record or just take a step back, or don't go to the playoffs next year, then going into 2022, whose seat would be hotter?
Vrabel or J-Rob?
Right. Vrabel. Which of the half of Vrabel?
That's why he's in the poll question.
Yeah, but that's not what – no. I've explained myself.
I would probably go Vrabel.
Okay.
Although, here's the thing. John Robinson fired Mike Mularkey after a playoff appearance and a victory to hire Mike Vrabel. This is John Robinson's guy.
Well, let me put it to you this way. What happens if Bud Dupree comes in and is just a total non-factor?
Well, that's why I qualified it. Like, how does it come about?
Right.
Because you can say he did that, and also he got to the AFC Championship game with Vrabel and won the division with Vrabel, and right?
Sure.
So,
I mean, that's why they're tied together, and that's why you're giving them the nickname of Vrabel.
Trademarked.
Really could be a good t-shirt.
Maybe you ought to do that. We'll continue this discussion when we come back, taking your thoughts on the Tennessee Titans on our text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, 615-737-1025, 615-737-1025. Also, some interesting news about a new quarterback in the division as well in the Indianapolis Colts. Carson Wentz making some noise already in his time in Indianapolis. We'll do that and talk about that coming up next as well. Right now, I got to tell you about my friends at FanDuel Sportsbook, and there's always that one team that ruins your bracket this time of year, and that's why I'm betting the tournament on FanDuel Sportsbook, America's number one sportsbook, because on FanDuel, your first bet is risk-free, and it doesn't matter if you're betting on a 16 seed or a number one seed. New users get up to $1,000 in site credit back if your first bet doesn't win. FanDuel's got odds on all the action with games day and night, an easy-to-use app, multiple deposits, fast withdrawals, and always-on promotions. Your next chance to win with FanDuel is only minutes away. And if that's not enough, FanDuel wants to make you a millionaire. Yes, you. They're giving away $1 million to one lucky bettor. New and existing users get an additional shot at the payout every day that you bet on the tourney. So if you want a shot at becoming a millionaire or even a thousandaire, download the FanDuel Sportsbook app. Just use promo code ROB so they know that I sent you. That's FanDuel Sportsbook, promo code ROB. You must be 21 or older and present in Tennessee. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply for $1 million drawing. Risk-free offer for first online real money wager only. Site credit is not withdrawable and expires 14 days after receipt. Terms apply. See sportsbook.fanduel.com for details. And for problem gambling support, call 1-800-889-9789. Welcome back in, Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Robbie Stanley, Joe Rex Road, Ryan Porth here with you on this Thursday morning in Nashville, Tennessee. Discussing the Tennessee Titans, we'll have Preds Pick to Click, brought to you by New Amsterdam Vodka, coming up in about 12 minutes or so, so make sure that you are ready for that. Taking your thoughts on the Titans all show long on our text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, 615-737-1025, 615-737-1025. Right now, discussing the poll question of the day at 1025 The Game on Twitter, and today's question is this: who on the Titans, or which member of the Titans, do you think is facing the most pressure in the 2021 season? The options are Mike Vrabel, John Robinson, Ryan Tannehill, and Bud Dupree. Joe Rexrow, not a fan of today's poll question. Right now, Mike Vrabel, 44% of the vote. John Robinson, 43% of the vote. Bud Dupree at 7%, and Ryan Tannehill has dropped down to 6%. It's now the quarterback in last place.
Again, I just think Robinson spoils the sample. But it's interesting that it's so close between Robinson and Vrabel. If we could go back in time, we probably should do just a player one. Because, right, like the management slash coaches are going to win.
You can put another poll question up there, at Joe Rexrod on Twitter.
I think
you can do this.
Yeah, I think I actually did do a poll one
You did?
Time. What was it about?
I think it was something Tennessee Vols related.
Hayes, Barnes?
It was, no, I'll tell you exactly what it was. It was Tom Allen, and it was Lane
Kiffin,
and
right.
Gus Malzahn. Yeah.
That's right. That I got a lot of response. Who won that? It was freaking Hugh Freeze, wasn't
it? Freeze.
God. Although, well, maybe now. Yeah.
Josh Heupel, not on that list.
No, I'm getting hyped for Heupel.
I know you are.
Yeah,
he was not on that list. But anyway, yeah, it's fine. It's a glimpse at how the fans think. Robinson and Vrabel are going to dominate. The two players are going to be left behind. And in this year, I guess you could probably look at some teams in some years and say a player is the person under the most pressure. But probably not often, right? I mean, for the most part, I guess some years Patrick Mahomes. Maybe Patrick Mahomes last year was number one for the Chiefs because he just signed a gazillion-dollar deal or something like that.
Aaron Rodgers pretty typically under pressure.
Yeah, but don't you think, we know what Aaron Rodgers is. So, to me, LaFleur gets the job, and that's the guy under pressure because, you got to prove yourself.
Yeah.
Right?
Was Brady under pressure last year coming in at Tampa?
Brady.
Or was it Bruce Arians?
Brady takes pressure and melds it into a diamond.
Super Bowls.
Yeah. Turns it into rings.
Let's go to our text line.
He's never lost a game, I don't think.
I don't think so either. Let's go to our text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Adam in Portland texts in and says, Vrabel is the easy choice here. His arrogance in not hiring a defensive coordinator coupled with hiring his friends in Clowney and Guskowski makes him a prime candidate for the old hot seat.
Okay, the last part there. Come on. So you're telling me that, the Titans brought those guys in because they're his buddies? I mean, come on, people. That's so stupid.
He played with Guskowski.
Right. So it's not that Guskowski is, the most accurate kicker ever when they signed him last year. It's that, or was he third ever? Whatever.
Yeah.
It's that they're buddies.
I fired him halfway through last season.
I mean, Vrabel's best friend is Luke Fickell. Maybe he should hire him away from Cincinnati to be his nose tackle.
No.
Stupid. Yeah, well, right. You don't want that. I mean, the friend thing is dumb because a Clowney – is that why Sean Payton was making gumbo for Clowney in Houston last year?
Could be.
Yeah. I mean, look. Now, look, everything else that was said there, it's fine. I just hate that we turn it into this, or tried to sign his buddies. He's trying to win at football. May not be doing it well enough with the choices on the defensive side of the ball, but the choices are for football.
Let's go back to the text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Ben texts in and says, could be some tension, might not be. Either way, J-Rob is setting Mike up to pass or fail as a defensive coach and a player's coach. I'm fine with it because we need to know if Vrabel is the guy before it's too late. So Ben yesterday talking about J-Rob not being the guy that can raise the ceiling for the Titans. He's lowered the floor. and now say
– Raise the floor.
Yeah, excuse me, raise the floor.
couldn't lower the floor from 5-7.
It wasn't getting much lower at that point. Barns in the hay.
The hay's on the floor barn.
Yes.
Barn floor.
Yes, it is.
Ben is not a big fan of Ray Rob.
Ben's not a big fan of Ray Rob, either one of them.
It's like every day, Ray Rob sucks.
Yeah.
Well, people are upset, and it is – I got to think this is kind of unique for 11-5 division winner, right?
But that defense was unique, too.
It was. Now, that's part of it. And also, I definitely see the parallels with the Titans and Preds in that you get close, and then everyone's expectations go there. That's where they are. And so now, don't even if you're really good, if you're going the other way, you know, people get upset quickly.
I want to talk about a situation going on right now with a new quarterback in the AFC South, Carson Wentz, coming in to the Colts. And this tweet coming out yesterday afternoon from Les Bowen, who covers the Eagles for the Philadelphia Inquirer, saying, quote, "So the Carson Wentz trade is now official. I'm told the Colts are doing a Zoom news conference with Carson Wentz on Thursday, but they won't be taking questions from Philly media." What do you think of that? If that's true, that Carson Wentz is doing a press conference today with the Colts, and he's not taking any questions from the media in Philadelphia on Zoom.
I think Titans fans should feel great about that.
I think they should, too.
Because it means Carson Wentz is soft as Charmin.
Yes.
That's just soft. I mean, I tell you what, if there's a media corps that could do it, the Philly media corps would be up there. I really hope some of them, like, do
disguise
fake names
themselves
and put, like, fake mustaches on and try to act. I mean, come on. That's so lame.
Like, I get it. Like, obviously, things did not end well in Philadelphia with Carson Wentz and the Eagles. And we know how difficult the environment in Philadelphia can be. But, dude, you're an NFL quarterback. Just get on the Zoom and answer questions. Or don't answer them. Like, if they ask them and you don't want to talk about it, just say, no comment.
Well, exactly. You can do that. And plus, the way these Zoom things go, I mean, everybody gets, like, a question. I mean, I guess with Vrabel on his pressers, you know, you get around to some people have follows. So you might get a second question. It's not like a real press conference where some people get four or five at times. And so it's a big group. You're probably going to get one question, and the moderator can still control it. All you have to do is just have the Zoom and be aware of the Philly media, and at some point you can't ice them out. But to come out front and say, no Philly media, so soft.
I mean, I do wonder if that's a Carson Wentz decision or is this like a Colts PR department decision, but either way, it's really soft. And if it is a Carson Wentz thing, like if I'm a Titans fan, I'm like, okay, that guy is super soft.
Well,
not worried about him at all.
If it's not him, he should be furious.
Yeah.
Because it makes him look bad. And so his new PR department just made him look ridiculous. So I would assume it's him. And like you said, hey, I'm not getting into that. Looking forward.
Yeah.
That's all I got to do. I mean, Marshawn Lynch had to show up for the Super Bowl media day.
And he did.
He did. I'm just here so I don't get fined. That's okay. Right. You're allowed to say whatever you want.
Or not say whatever you want. Yeah. I mean, you can handle it that way. I just there was a lot of chatter out of Philly towards the end of Wentz's tenure there that he didn't handle things well mentally and things got to him that probably shouldn't have gotten to him as a starting NFL quarterback. And this is not a great look. Like I think physically you still worry about Carson Wentz if you're a Titans fan because we've seen him play at a high level before, but you've got to have some mental toughness in the NFL, especially at that position when you're getting hit as much as you are and you have so much responsibility. And this is just really cowardly. Like it's a press conference with media. They might say some mean things or ask you questions you don't want to answer. If they do, you move on with your life. Don't give it a second thought. Like, it's really not that big a deal.
No. Yeah.
And now you're really drawing more attention to it than
exactly
you would be if you just otherwise – you just get there and answer the question.
Like, what would we be sitting here talking about Carson Wentz today?
No.
Otherwise? No. But now you look like a clown. Hey, by the way, so Dan Pompey, you familiar with Dan Pompey?
No.
Well, Dan Pompey is one of the best writers in the NFL forever. Chicago guy, covered the Bears. He works for us at The Athletic. So I retweeted my last January – piece about Vrabel with all the Woodyard, you know. So Pompey tweets out the story. It's like Joe Rexha beautifully explains what makes Mike Vrabel special. Does he think it's new now? Do people think the story is brand new now?
No. About Vrabel? You're just throwing confusion out there on Twitter, Joe Rexha.
I guess that's the problem with tweeting your old stories.
I guess so.
Just trying to look for some clicks.
That's right. When we come back, speaking of clicks, it's time for Preds Pick to Click here on Robbie and Rex Road,
brought to
you by New Amsterdam Vodka. Be the first caller at 615-737-1025, 615-737-1025, and you can guess the goal scorer for the game tonight for the Predators against the Florida Panthers. If you get it right, you will win a prize pack brought to you by New Amsterdam Vodka. We'll do that next. This is Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 1025 The Game.
Going to find the back of the net in tonight's Preds game. Robbie and Rex Road make their picks to click and welcome a listener to do the same. Pick to Click is brought to you by New Amsterdam Vodka, the official vodka of the NHL.
And it's that time of the day, time for Preds Pick to Click here on Robbie and Rex Road, brought to you by New Amsterdam Vodka. The Nashville Predators taking on the Florida Panthers tonight at 6 o'clock, pregame at 5 o'clock here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. And the competition stands at this. The listeners have guessed 6 correct answers this season. Joe Rexrode is at 5. Ryan Porth remains at 1 correct answer. And Robbie Stanley remains at 0 correct on the season.
Wah, wah.
Yeah. But at least you got on the board the other day. It had been a while since any of the three of us had registered a point in this competition. And you're back on the board the other day with Ellie Tolvanen.
I mean, honestly, like, if I could give it to one of you guys, I would, just to make it more interesting, you know?
Now that we have streaming options, we may see people fight each other here live stream on the radio.
And we're recording it,
and
so
we're recording
we can post
it,
later.
We tweet it out later.
Like that, remember that Houston?
Yeah.
What were those guys' names?
I don't know, but they got into it. It'd be awesome.
That was good.
Josh Innes was one of them.
There you go.
I can't repeat what one
anything
was calling
said.
The other.
Yes.
Yeah, but... Yeah, hopefully we can get to that point.
So now another edition of Preds Pick to Click today here brought to you by New Amsterdam Vodka. Let's go to our 102.5 The Game phone line driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com and welcome in today's participant who is Connie in Clarksville. Connie, thanks for calling in to Robbie and Rex Road.
Hi. Yeah, as awesome as Philip Forsberg is, I really believe he's due to score today.
So
I'm going to go with Philip Forsberg. Yes, sir.
Connie selecting Philip Forsberg right out of the gate. A very popular selection. Here on the
and
program.
He's my guy, too.
I can see why. He is awesome. And I think he is due. Thanks for joining us, Connie. We appreciate it.
All right.
Thanks, Thank Connie.
And so Forsberg, he's been on a little bit of a dry spell from a goal-scoring department as of late, but still a very popular selection here in the competition. Connie in Clarksville going with Philip Forsberg today in the competition. And guess what, folks? It's Robbie Stanley's day for the first overall pick in this competition. At CNorthside85 on Periscope says, is Robbie going to trade his pick today? Might as well just go ahead and get it out of the way. Let's see what I'm going to curse.
For two future picks?
Yeah, maybe. You know, Callie Yonkroke had 4 points the other day.
Stockpile picks and just pick the whole team on the last day of the year.
Yeah.
And then they'll get shut out. But still, it's a good idea.
I'm going to take Victor Arvidsson in the competition day. He gets one home the other day. He's been getting a lot of chances as of late. I think Victor Arvidsson scores in back-to-back games. Give me Arvy. It's been a while since I picked him.
Okay.
Sorry, Arvy.
On the Forsberg, On the Forsberg front, is he in one of his down stretches right now? It's so hard to judge this year with the lineup and everything. But that's what he's been, right? He's been very hot, and then he goes pretty cold for a while.
I mean, he does have 0 points in his last 3 games. So maybe so, but maybe he's just due to that point.
He is due.
I mean, you're still talking about 27 points in 29 games. It's pretty good.
No doubt. He was on an absolute tear earlier.
Joe Rexrode, the second pick in today's draft. Who are you going with?
Should I just take the last one every time until you guys get
just
within?
Just pick somebody.
All right. I'll go Tolvanen. I'm going to retweet that column too. My gosh, let me go find that one.
Yeah.
Ellie Tolvanen,
superstar
in the year 2021, will be awesome for the Preds. Tolvanen's on one, man. That shot is lethal.
It is.
I'll take Tolvanen every chance I get.
So you have got Ellie Tolvanen. I'm going with Victor Arvidsson. Connie with Philip Forsberg. Ryan Porth, you are up in the competition. Who is your selection today?
I don't know who I'm going to take. I didn't know I was going to have the last pick. It was either going to be Forsberg, Tolvanen, and Arvidsson.
Would you like me to read off the roster? Callie Yarncroke still available. Four points in the last game.
Keep disrespecting Callie Yarncroke.
You know what? I'll go with last night's Smashville Live guest after Ellie Tolvanen, Ryan Johansson.
Okay. So still disrespecting Callie Yarncroke here on the program. Four-point game. Nobody selects him.
Yeah.
Ryan Johansson selected by Ryan Porth.
Guy's got 7 goals this year.
I know.
But, hey, let's just ignore him. How was Smashville Live?
It was good.
Yeah.
Ellie Tolvanen.
That's all you got for me?
Yeah, Ellie Tolvanen was really good about talking about his youth and how he came up with the shot that he has now and how much he practiced it with his brother.
And if you want to view or listen to the Smashville Live from last night, you can go to thegamenashville.com/Smashville Live.
I feel even better about my pick.
Now that he's given
told his origin story, of course he's going to score the next day.
That is today's edition of Preds Pick to Click, brought to you by New Amsterdam Vodka. Connie in Clarksville selecting Philip Forsberg. Joe Rexroad selecting Ellie Tolvanen. I'm going with Victor Arvidsson and Ryan Porth selecting Ryan Johansson in the competition today. I have zero confidence that I'm going to get this right, so we'll see how this goes. At this point, I'm seeing whether or not I can get to zero the whole season.
Well,
so I'm not actively trying to.
I was going
to
say.
But it's trending that direction.
Maybe you need to start going Benning and Trennan. Although Trennan will get one here or there. You know, if you really want to. I mean, at this point, I think that would be more impressive.
Zero the whole way through?
Yeah. That's pretty amazing. If you pull that off.
I know.
I mean.
I cover hockey.
Hey, again, I promise you, my bracket will stink, okay. as it does normally most years.
So the Predators, and we had Todd Richards on earlier in the show, Predators assistant coach, talking about what I still believe, probably given the circumstances, the most impressive win for the season for the Predators the other day down in Tampa Bay. 4-1 against the Lightning. Callie Yarncroke, 4 points in that game. And now this road trip that seems like it's never ending for the Nashville Predators continues on, taking on the Panthers tonight at 6 o'clock. Two more games coming up against the Panthers. And then you've got the Stars again this weekend as well. So the road trip will finally be over after that. They'll be back at home next Tuesday night against the Detroit Red Wings. If you're the Predators, based on the roster you've got available to you right now, how do you go about replicating that effort against the Panthers? And with UC Saros now available for the Nashville Predators, you think he gets the start tonight against the Panthers?
Be my guess.
Pekka started, I believe, 7 in a row.
Yeah. I mean, they've had a rest, but still. Give the other guy a shot.
Yeah.
Makes sense, right? If he's healthy,
I would think play him. See what he's got left out there. Maybe you give him both Florida games. And then you've got Sunday, you've got a back-to-back, so you're at Florida on Saturday, at Dallas on Sunday. So they're going to split those games, you would think, at that point. Maybe you give Saros these next two and let Pekka go on Sunday against the Stars.
Sounds like a plan, Coach Stanley. You're better at projecting that than who might score in a game.
Apparently so.
By the way, John McClane, you know, John McClane from Houston, not from Die Hard, has retweeted.
Thank you.
Yeah, he has retweeted this Vrabel piece. So now it's like, look at this new awesome story about Mike Vrabel.
Jeez. You're just taking the NFL world by storm today.
Yeah, yeah. Nate, interesting timing.
Nate on Twitter says, does Forsberg need to shave the stash? I think it's lost some power. So 3-game pointless streak for Philip Forsberg. Is it time to shave the stash? I don't think so. I think you got to double down on it at this point and continue to grow that thing out.
Well, he can go a little Raleigh Fingers with that stash, so I think I think you keep that thing. Now, Tolvanen?
Probably for life.
Did Tolvanen still got going with his?
It's not great.
You know, he might want to.
He shaved it.
Okay. Was it shaved last night?
Yes.
I was going to say, that was some seventh grade peach fuzz going on with that guy.
Let's go back.
Score a goal tonight, Ellie.
Back to the text line driven by Wilson County.
Let that motivate you.
Tyler from Berry Hill texts in and says, where's the love for Ekholm? Someone missed a chance for a winner. Ekholm, another goal the other night. He's playing really well right now.
We're disrespecting him, too.
He is kind of the forgotten man in this competition.
He's been picked a time or two, I think, right?
Yes. Oh, I picked him
probably
once.
Not much more than a time or two.
I know. I picked him once and said he's going to play like 34 minutes. He'll be on the ice the most, and I think he got like one shot on goal in the game. It really is the Robbie Stanley kiss of death in this competition.
It kind of
is. It's unbelievable.
Because a lot of your reasoning actually makes sense. Yeah. And it just never happens.
Just never.
you're just wrong.
Every time.
It's amazing.
So maybe Matthias Ekholm continues the hot streak tonight against the Panthers.
And then you'll feel bad that you didn't pick him.
I know. Jeez. Could be rough. But, hey, maybe you get two wins in a row tonight. We've talked about you can't just go through this stretch here and lose every time against teams like Carolina and teams like Florida and teams like Tampa Bay. They struggled mightily against the Panthers at home a couple of weeks ago. I'm interested to see what happens here. It looks like in the Central, the top three are pretty much locked up. I mean, you've got Carolina, Florida, and Tampa Bay with some distance on people at this point. You look at the standings, and we had Matt Duchesne on yesterday for his weekly visit, and talking about the four spot in the division being open. Chicago holds on to it right now at 33 points, and they've played 30 games. Columbus is starting to sneak up. They've got 29 points. Dallas starting to play a little bit better as well. And the Preds, eight points behind Chicago for that four spot. They're going to have some work to do at this point if they're going to find their way back into that race.
The fact that you're even entertaining it, I tip my cap. Well,
Chicago's hit the skids a little bit as of late.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I don't buy them still. Maybe that's wrong. But I guess the fact that they're the team that occupies it, I guess you could look at it and say, well, someone's got to be there.
That's
I just
right.
don't think the Preds will be. But
I tend to think you're right. When we come back, we'll dive back into the Tennessee Titans and revisit a conversation we had earlier in the show. Some strong comments made yesterday by former Titans linebacker Wesley Woodyard on the coaching staff and the dynamic between Mike Vrabel and the defense. We'll discuss that when we come back. This is Robbie and Rex Road live from the Wholesaling Studio, powered by RumbleOn.com. You're on ESPN 102.5 The Game.
John Daly here. You know what day it is? Neither do I. I live life daily. That's why I only spend on Moto Casino. Moto's got daily free bonuses, daily tournaments, new slots added daily. And the best part? Guaranteed daily jackpots. You can't beat that. So today's the day you grip it and spin it with me on Moto. America's social casino. Play for free on Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
Hi, everyone. This is James and Dan. We are two-fourths of the hit UK podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. Every week, we sit down behind some microphones and share with each other the best things we've found out over the last 7 days.
Yes. So, for instance, Dan, did you know that you cannot tie a knot in four dimensions?
I knew that's where I was going wrong. Interesting.
There are all sorts of reasons why, but we would go into them all on our podcast, along with loads of extra facts as well.
That's right. And if you want to check it out, No Such Thing as a Fish is available wherever you get your podcasts.